Imagine walking into two different organizations. In the first, you sense tension, compliance, and controlled effort. In the second, there's energy, creativity, and genuine commitment. The difference? Leadership style. Stephen M. R. Covey's Trust and Inspire reveals a profound leadership revolution transforming how we unleash human potential. While traditional command and control leadership focuses on managing people through position and authority, Trust and Inspire leadership creates environments where people naturally flourish. Like Death Valley's dormant wildflower seeds that burst into spectacular bloom with the right conditions, people have greatness within them, waiting for the right leadership approach to release it. This isn't just theory. It's the difference between Microsoft's stagnation and its remarkable transformation under Satya Nadella, who turned a toxic culture with plummeting stock prices into a thriving organization worth over $2 trillion through humility, empathy, and trust. Our world has fundamentally changed, yet most organizations cling to industrial-age leadership styles. Five forces have transformed the landscape: technological disruption, the shift to knowledge work, evolving workplace environments, multi-generational diversity, and flexible work options. Despite these changes, many leaders still rely on command and control approaches focused on efficiency and compliance. This creates a dangerous disconnect. Today's knowledge workers, who create value through collaboration, innovation, and creativity, can't be effectively commanded to produce their best work. The result? Disengagement, talent exodus, and organizational stagnation. Organizations have mastered motivating through rewards and punishments, but rarely focus on inspiration. While motivation isn't bad, it has limitations. The carrot-and-stick approach worked when survival was paramount, but today's complex problems require unleashing intrinsic motivation rather than external drivers. When people are trusted and inspired, they naturally rise to challenges, develop capabilities, and elevate others. This extends beyond formal leadership. Gandhi transformed India without office. Malala championed education as a teenager, and countless everyday leaders create positive change through trust and inspiration. Most leaders care deeply about their people, yet their command and control approach creates perception gaps. In one Fortune 50 company, senior leaders rated themselves at 99% for caring about employees, while employees rated them at just 31%, revealing a stark disconnect in leadership style. Art Barter demonstrated this principle as CEO by switching from command and control to trust and inspire leadership, growing company revenues from $10 million to $200 million in 6 years. His care remained constant, but his new approach finally expressed it effectively. Well-meaning leaders can undermine themselves through micromanagement. One pastor, though kind and trustworthy, diminished his influence through constant second-guessing of others. While many leaders have evolved to enlightened command and control, incorporating emotional intelligence and strengths-based approaches, they still struggle to fully trust others, containing rather than unleashing potential. Trust and inspire leadership endures because it aligns with universal principles that transcend context and culture. As command and control becomes obsolete, trust and inspire remains effective by addressing fundamental human needs. Trust and inspire leaders create a distinct impact through five core beliefs. First, they believe people have inherent greatness. Like gardeners nurturing growth, these leaders focus on unleashing potential rather than controlling people. They actively seek and develop greatness in others, knowing that people rise to meet high expectations. Second, they view people holistically through four dimensions: body, physical/economic, heart, emotional/social, mind, intellectual, and spirit, purpose. While the body responds to commands, the heart, mind, and spirit require engagement. This complete view enables deeper connections and better utilization of individual strengths. Third, they embrace abundance over scarcity. They believe there's enough respect, trust, recognition, and success for everyone. This mindset transforms competition into completion, creating teams where members complement each other's strengths. Fourth, they see leadership as stewardship, a responsibility to serve and develop others, not just be the boss. Finally, they lead from the inside out. They begin with self-examination and model desired behaviors first. Anyone can demonstrate leadership by being first to listen, admit mistakes, keep commitments, extend trust, show respect, or assume positive intent. A CEO's company-wide vote of confidence, 97%, demonstrated how authentic leadership, through humility, vulnerability, empathy, and performance, builds trust by modeling expected behaviors. Modeling, the first stewardship of trust and inspire leadership, creates credibility and moral authority. Credibility combines character and competence. We might trust someone's character but doubt their abilities, or vice versa. Trust and inspire leaders model three essential pairs that strengthen each other: humility and courage, authenticity and vulnerability, and empathy and performance. Humility and courage are complementary. While some leaders have humility but avoid giving critical feedback, others show courage but seek the spotlight. True humility acknowledges that principles govern and puts what's right before being right. Vulnerability enables authenticity, being who you claim to be versus letting others see who you really are. Former Intuit CEO Brad Smith exemplified this by sharing his 360 assessment results company-wide. Empathy and performance create a virtuous cycle. When people feel understood, collaboration improves. Performance builds credibility, while empathy increases influence, leading to better results. When people trust us, we're driven to prove them right, often achieving extraordinary results. Trust requires both trustworthiness and the act of trusting itself. Most leaders overestimate how much they extend trust, with teams rating them 277% lower on this measure. Trust can be built through two critical behaviors: clarifying expectations and practicing accountability. Jim Gash demonstrated this as Pepperdine University's president when he trusted Dean Michael's decision, after confirming it was well-reasoned and fair. Siemens similarly showed trust during the pandemic with their mobile working policy, declaring, "We trust our employees and empower them to shape their work themselves." Trust and inspire leaders practice accountability by holding themselves accountable first, then others. The core purpose of trusting is to grow people, not fix them. When leaders extend trust, people respond with greater energy, creativity, and commitment, creating a virtuous cycle throughout the organization. Wayne Gretzky's approach to hockey, skating to where the puck is going, not where it's been, exemplifies modern leadership's future. While most leaders focus on motivation and engagement, tomorrow demands inspirational leadership. Inspiration doesn't require charisma. Many inspire through authenticity and genuine care, like that memorable second grade teacher who simply showed they cared. Inspiration stems from connection with people and purpose. Leaders must connect at three levels: with themselves, their relationships, and their team. This begins with discovering their own why through self-reflection, as authentic purpose naturally inspires others. Trust and inspire leadership prioritizes genuine care. People need to know you care before they'll care what you know. This means shifting from span of control to span of care, emphasizing service over self-interest. When teams unite around shared purpose, they naturally co-create and take ownership. As Nilofer Merchant noted, "Money motivates neither the best people nor the best in people. Purpose does."